Hi, my name is Jasmine, the supervisor for customer support. Can you please hold for me while I get your account pulled up to better assist you?
Sure.
Just one moment. I'm still here. Please continue to hold the line for me. So here, I do apologize about the wait. Just one more moment, okay?
Yep.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address on the account?
They didn't do this when they transferred me over to you?
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but for security purposes, can you please verify the address on the account?
Yes, 1438 County Road 314, Floresville, Texas 78114.
All right, thank you so much for that. So I have pulled the account for the tactical bag. You don't recall authorizing the initial cost for shipping for $7.95?
Yes, and that's all I authorized.
The terms and conditions stated that you are enrolling.
It says that's all I'll be charged. So if this is a bait and switch kind of thing, I will sue the company. Because that is not okay. You don't tell someone you're going to give them to this for just for shipping and then charge them something that they don't get anything out of and not make it explicitly clear and hide it in some little small print in a 15-page document.
I do understand that, ma'am. So the previous agent did cancel your account and refunded the $67.32 for the most recent billing. As a courtesy, I can go ahead and refund back October's billings at amount of 50% of the $56.95. So it'll be a 50% refund.
All needs to be refunded.
I'll go ahead and get October billings refunded for you for $56.95, and that will refresh your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
So you're going to refund all three of them. She said she refunded the $56.95. You're refunding the $56.95 in October and the $67.32 in September.
Just one moment. Let me look over the account. Can you please hold for me?
Sure.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here just looking over your account. Please continue to hold for me. Thank you for holding so patiently for me. I'm going to apologize about that wait. So for that previous month, before the October charge, I can issue back a 50% refund, which will be $33.66. So you'll have two full refunds and a 50% refund.
No, it all needs to be refunded.
We'll go ahead and process the refund for $67.32. So we're receiving back two $67.32s and one $56.95 within the next 3 to 5 business days.
I'm sorry, can you repeat those numbers, please?
It will be two refunds of $67.32 and one refund of $56.95.
So two $67.32s
and one refund of $56.95 within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, but there are two charges of $56.95.
No, ma'am. The charge was declined on 11/11.
Okay. So the $67.32 and the $56.95, those are going to be refunded?
That is correct.
$67.32, and that was for the July 30th and the September 3rd?
So the amounts for the dates, it is for October the 10th, October the 2nd, and October, excuse me. So it's for November the 4th, October the 10th, and October the 2nd. So it appears that you purchased two tactical bags when you signed
Okay.
up.
You charged me twice. I did not get the 11,467. Oh, so there's more fraudulent charges. All right, great. So 267,32 and the 156,95, and you're closing this.
That is correct, and the account is canceled. You won't receive any more future charges.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer
And
support.
did
You
I
have a
get
great day.
well, hold on. Am I going to get a confirmation of this?
I can provide you with a cancellation number if you would like to write one down.
Yes.
C as in Charlie. 262-42-8576.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.